This is an overall plan of the sewage system there at the I-70/65 proposed development. As you can see, we've got force main, we got all four quadrants, we have our lift stations and force main that eventual businesses will be able to connect into. The red is force main shown on the map. If any business wants to locate into that, they have to have what they call a grinder pump, and those are probably a cost around $15,000 to connect into the grinder, or into the force main with a grinder pump station. That's mainly on the north east quadrant. The other three quadrants have gravity sewer and manholes that eventually be able to connect into once they locate there. If you notice, we don't have much sewage lines right now in the development area. We don't know exactly where that's going to take place. So we don't want those, you know, to be in the way of any future buildings that might go up. So we just kind of planned on that for now to keep those out of that development area. Attached to this development plan, you'll see three cost estimates. That includes everything that's shown on the preliminary plan. It also includes our three wastewater treatment options we have. One of those being a Bio2 system. That Bio2 system you see from the total project cost for the entire package is $1,457,481. Now I want everybody to understand that this is up to 25,000 gallons per day. If we go over 25,000 gallons per day, we'll have to expand these systems and go from there. You know, we can probably handle a truck stop, a couple of fast food restaurants, and up to 25,000 gallons per day. If we get something like a 75-room motel, that's a totally different story. We're going to have to expand these systems from there. The second option,
Rich, in these figures, is the cost of operating these in here?
No, this is just strictly construction cost.
Construction cost,
yes.
Okay.
That's a good question, Monty, because I'm going to kind of touch on operational later on these systems as well.
Okay, thank you.
Option two, that's a Sager system. This is probably the least, I'll touch on that later, probably from a maintenance standpoint. This is by far the least as far as from maintenance or operational. It's $1,125,690. And finally, the last system is called an Adigest system. That's $907,990. These cost estimates are for the 2021 calendar year. We'll just go back and touch on the advantages and disadvantages of each one from my standpoint. Understand on the Bio2 system, I'm not an expert on one of these. There's only one of these installed in the state, and that's the city of Otterville, Missouri. Myself and the commissioners toured that system, and that's been a couple years ago. Something, you know, like the new Green Deal passes or something on that order, I feel like this system would be probably the best suited because it's going to meet any future effluent standards set by the EPA. There's no doubt this is a very good system. The problem, I see some issues, mainly operational issues. I know they've had some major issues in Otterville. They lost their operator. I think they tried to call Bio2. It's going to cost quite a bit of money, I think, to train a new operator. If I understand correctly, maybe the operator was fired, and I think they brought him back to train another person. So that's my major concern with this system. If we have lose an operator, being only one in the state, it's going to be very difficult to find someone to train a new operator. And, you know, with something like that, you can possibly get held hostage by an operator, you know, want more money, et cetera, or something like that. So, you know, I just feel like this could be a major problem in the future if we have one of these plants. But there's no doubt, in my opinion, it's a very good plant. Another thing, we have to have a two-cell lagoon with this plant. Some of these plants won't require a lagoon. There's considerable cost there to install a lagoon. As you can see, it's $380,000 for the lagoon system. Option number three, the Adigest system, does not require the lagoon. But if you don't have a lagoon, you don't have a place for sludge storage. So you're going to have to remove the sludge depending on your wastewater flow from that adigest system, probably, I know there's one in Harrisonville, it's a track, sad truck stop, and they have to remove that approximately every 4 months, and it's about 9,000 gallons per day of a flow, so. And I got quotes for removal of sludge, that's about $4,800 every 4 months, so, you know, there's some major issues there. And if we get a lot of flow going into this thing, you're going to be spending a lot of money on removal of sludge. So that's a major concern of mine with the number three adigest system. Other things on the, I see as a disadvantage on the Bio2, I think Tech Support's out of Colorado, whereas with these other systems, I see Tech Support coming out of Kansas City. You know, that could, takes quite a while to get here from Colorado. And I talked to the operator there at Otterville, and he said he didn't have very much maintenance problems with the issue. He still highly believes in the system himself. He thinks it's by far the best, the operator does. But there's another issue, I think, with what they call the biological control center. This is where the algae is raised in like a greenhouse. He said if you get any kind of, you know, maybe temperature fluctuations there, or, you know, that could be an issue that gets kind of touchy sometimes as well. But the major thing with the Bio2, you got to have a very experienced, knowledgeable operator and be able to keep him, I feel like. Otherwise, you know, this system could be in jeopardy, I think. So that's my major concern. The next system is called the Sager system. By the way, if anyone, I do have technical brochures for each type of system, if anyone would like to see a technical brochure for each of these.
Are these just the first systems we're looking at, or do you have more that you may entertain? Is this the only three options?
Well, for now, Kyle brought up a very good issue there last week. You know, he's on a conference call with Kyle, and he said, you know, I think we should consider at least three systems, in my opinion. And I thought that was a very good idea. So what I want to do is bid these. When we go out for bids, bid them as what they call an additive alternate. We'll get bids for all three. Like, the base bid will be all the items for the collection system itself.
Okay.
And then there will be an additive alternate for the lagoon, Bio2, the lagoon, the Sager system, and then of course the just the iDigest system by itself without a lagoon. So then we consider the bids for each one of these, and you know, we can go with what we consider the best bid.
Okay.
I also want, you know, Marshall Municipal Utilities be involved in this selection, because they're going to be taking care of this system, and I'm going to be highly regarding their input, because it's going to be left with them eventually. So I think they should have a lot of input in this as well.
We invited them to be here today, and they couldn't be, so.
Jeff Bergstrom called me today, and I told him what, I just wanted to get his overall feel for the whole situation, and he said he'd like to be here, but he had a meeting he had to attend. And
that's what he told me Tuesday.
I did tell him that I want to go visit the actual sites where we have an adigest system, which is in Harrisonville, a big truck stop there, and also I want to visit Lamar and or Holden, Missouri, where we have one of these Sager systems. And he said he would like to go and look at those as well when we do look at those. So maybe here in the next month or so, we can go, you know, view one of those systems. Then the Sager system, this is something, again, that there's not, I found, like I said, the closest one to Lamar and Holden, Missouri. I talked to the operator. He said the real advantage of this system, number one, it's very inexpensive to put in and it's very expandable. But what he likes about it, he don't have to basically babysit the system and be there every day with it. He said he goes down there one day a week and looks at this system. He's got a, what they call a SCADA system attached to it. That's where you can talk with the system and see all the operational things, make sure everything's operating with the computer. You have an antenna down there, and then that sends a signal where your computer is, so you can see everything that's being done at the system. But he told me he visits the system once a week, and he's had no problems whatsoever, always got good effluent samples. And I know the critical thing is ammonia samples in the winter with one of these systems. It's hard to, with these new effluent standards established by EPA and DNR, it's sometimes hard to get your adequate samples in the winter months. And he said he's never had a problem with this system. So from talking to him and this system be very expandable. And I know Jeff's not wanting a lot of operational down there as well. He tells me, you know, this sounds like a very good system to him. I do want to, you know, take a field check, look at it, and just see what the overall look is. But it's probably one of my, right now, the one that I highly recommend, and I think probably Jeff will too. So that's kind of where we're at right now with it. Also, it does unfortunately require a lagoon, but you know, that's a place to store your sludge. It's going to be, you know, if we get a lot of development down there, you know, I just feel like this adage system will just get too expensive on sludge removal, because you're talking $1.20 a gallon to remove this, and you could be talking, you know, every month, and that could be a vast cost. And that's one disadvantage with the adage system. Three-phase power, it has to be run with the Bio2 and the adage system. The Sager system doesn't take three-phase power. I know we don't have three-phase power to the site right now, so I know that's a very expensive cost. So
it's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah. Okay.
This sludge you're talking about in the lagoon, mm-hmm. How do we handle that long term? I mean,
you know, Kyle, we dumped, I think, 28 small town lagoons, and we have, as far as I know, I don't follow up on every one of them, but the ones around Brookfield, we've done four or five. They've never, some of them have been there for 40 years. But you know, as long as they're sized properly, we've been fortunate enough to never have to remove the sludge from any of those yet. So, you know, the bacteria, you know, right. Algae, they just eventually eat the sludge, and it's just, you know, we've been fortunate to not have to remove any. Now, if it gets, you know, overloaded, I can't say, but as long as it's designed properly and you don't have an overloaded system, I don't feel like you'll be fine on your sludge. But with these others, you know, that's coming in there so fast, and it's a small storage area, and it's like the iDigest system, the one I gave you a brochure on there last week, that could be a problem, I feel like. And I talked to the operator after I gave that to you, and he said that's a major issue with him. He's, you know, having to remove this constantly. So, you know, that's something that
I'd, that's kind of like a septic tank. People right. Got to have their septic tanks
right.
Cleaned out.
So I've kind of gone over the, you know, all the advantages and disadvantages of these, I feel like. Does anyone have any questions for me at this point? I know I'd be a lot more informed once we visit both of these sites, you know, for the Adigest and the Sager system. And
with the Adigest, is that those containers buried, or are they
you can
on
do
top
it, Marty, you can do it either way, but they tell me that some of these have been buried for 25 years, and they're starting to rust really bad, needing replaced. So, you know, I don't think that's an aesthetic issue out there where our land is for the system, for the lagoon. And I think just keep this above ground. That's my opinion on that. I think for aesthetic, sometimes they put it below ground so you can't see it. But like I said, that it could cause some corrosion issues later on if it's been buried for quite some time, they tell
sure.
me.
Just like fuel tanks that's been buried at
right.
Filling stations. Right. They eventually rust. Well, Rich, this is a lot of good information.
Yes, thank you for
your time.
Thank you
so much.
Well, we all of a sudden just started. We worked very hard on this the last couple of days. Matter of fact, I spent a lot of time on it. So it's just kind of reviewing some of these other options. And
mm-hmm. You think the other two, you were talking about Bio2, meeting DNR standards, future standards, you think the other two would as well?
I'm concerned about that. You know, if this Green Deal passes, and you know, I don't know what's going to happen someday, you know, with standards. It's hard to predict, but you know, we've been fortunate. Matter of fact, some of these systems we put in 40 years ago, you know, they're just a no discharge lagoon. I'm sorry, a discharge lagoon, and they're still working fine. But the ammonia limits right now, their permits are expiring gradually, and they're having trouble with ammonia right now. But I think any of these systems would work right now with even with the new ammonia limits. But we just, you know, it's hard to predict what EPA or DNR might do in the future. If I'd say this is going to come back with stringent standards on everything, in my opinion, the Bio2 would probably be the best, in my opinion. But like I said, it's high initial cost, and that's something else. Once we go past 25,000 gallons a day with the Bio2, it's a tremendous cost. I think we're talking around $1.5 million to expand that system.
On bio-2?
On bio-2. See, we got the up to 25,000 gallons a day. We just need that biological control center, which, you know, when we get to Otterville, that's just the algae center itself. Well, once you go above 25,000 gallons, you have to bring that electrocoagulation unit in, all that stuff inside the building. Yeah, that's about 1.5, 1.6, somewhere in that range.
And that's what we view down at Otterville.
Yeah. Otterville has the entire package. Mm-hmm. So you up to 25,000, we don't need that electrocoagulation unit. But once we go over 25,000, it's going to get the bio-2, you're going to have a tremendous cost all of a sudden. But, you know, we can't predict when we're going to need that. It just depends on how fast development will take place.
Okay.